Dentistry is changing. Technology, education, and resources are closer to our fingertips now more than ever. Are you ready to learn what millennial dentists are doing to exceed patient expectations, enjoy dentistry more, and take more vacations? Or how this generation can join up with the previous ones to make for an unstoppable dental team? Well, wait no longer. Here are your hosts of The Millennial Dentist, Dr. Holsinger, Dr. Payray, and Dr. Sully Sullivan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist podcast and the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I guess this is airing on there as well, right, T-Bone?
Absolutely. I mean, I would probably rephrase that. It's the T-Bone Speaks podcast joined by The Millennial Dentist.
I'm just pretty pumped that you're going full on millennial. You know, for a guy who hates millennials, you're really supporting, you're putting a lot of us around you.
I don't want you to say I hate millennials. I simply believe that you need a lot of help.
So let's talk about that then, because I am so pumped that we are finally making this happen. We've been talking about it for a while, about how fun it would be to put on a millennial mastermind. Tell me how excited you are about what we're going to be doing.
Well, it's taken me a little time, but I think it's really the area where I'll be able to make the most impact for people. And that's really important. And quite frankly, selfishly, it's going to make an impact on me directly as well, because I have learned a lot. I have grown by hanging out with millennials. It's really my wheelhouse to really have a small group of engaged people and to really try to disrupt people and kind of focus on helping people get on the right track and figure out what they want for themselves and what's possible within their professional career.
Well, and honestly, firsthand, I can say that I think I'm really excited, because just having gotten to kind of go through some of this last year when you kind of invited me in to, you know, be a part of that of another mastermind group, and seeing the impact that it had when you put motivated people in a room together. And then you see kind of just the reality that collaborative thinking does. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, I'm excited that you're doing this, because I think that it is your sweet spot. You know, we like to give you a hard time that, you know, you're older and whatnot, but you're really not, but you're in a sweet spot in your career where you've had a ton of success, and you've had ups and downs. You've dealt with you dealt with the recession, you dealt with, you tried a fee-for-service practice, you know, you've battled insurance, you've done specialty dentistry. And so I think you're at an awesome point in your career where us as young motivated dentists can have, you know, if we take a lot of that to heart, we can really accelerate our careers at a much quicker rate than most people can. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you know, I'd agree. Number one, let me address the elephant in the room. I'm only 42 years old. So I'm still young.
Yes.
But I think the perspective is a couple of things, Sully, and I think you've hit it on the head. One, at 42, I've been in this business almost 20 years now. I graduated dental school when I was 23 years old. I had two failed associateships. Looking back, at the time, I thought they were failed, but really, what they did was they allowed me to see what I liked and didn't like about certain areas of practice. I built and started my practice from scratch, and then 9/11 happened literally like 2 weeks later. So that was, wow, you know, a certain effect there. And then at the time, I was trying to build a fee-for-service practice. And then, you know, through some coaching from my father and my wife, you know, I decided to tackle insurance as a survival mechanism. And I will tell you that insurance, while it's the devil, is a necessary evil moving forward. But I think the real key to any mastermind is what you said. I think when you put a small group of motivated, like-minded individuals who are after achieving goodness and greatness for themselves and for others, great things happen. I think the other thing that happens is, I think we're living in a time where we become experts, or we can claim ourselves as experts pretty quickly and easily. And I don't want to call myself an expert. I just want to call myself experienced.
Sure.
And I've failed. I've struggled. I've sustained for nearly 20 years. And I reinvented myself a few times along the way. And it's not like I reinvented like I had to start over. I pivoted my practice 3 times. I went from being a fee-for-service practice to an insurance-based practice to being a practice that was focused on cosmetics to being a practice that went through a massive recession, to being a practice that then added implants, to being a practice that's now added, continue to add services. And, you know, it's what's taken me 20 years to achieve. I'm absolutely convinced with the right coaching, you can help people get there in a matter of 4, 5, 6 years.
Sure.
Versus 20 years. It's certainly not overnight, but that's really what the mastermind is about. It's about helping people do three things. For me, I want them to achieve professional excellence. I want them to be clinically excellent at what they do. And then I want them to achieve personal balance of whatever fits right in their life. And those are the three areas that I want to focus on. And I think we can help people tremendously. And the first few years of practice are the absolute most important years of what you do.
No, you're right. Well, and for the reality is too, is most of our profession, we spend, you know, living on an island and isolated. Or, you know, is for as a young dentist, a lot of us, we listen to podcasts, we're online, we lurk onto Facebook groups, we lurk in Dental Town, wherever it is. But, you know, we don't have that interaction with that small group type mentality. And some areas have great study clubs, but a lot of areas don't. And so that's what I think is one of the unique things about this is, you know, for those people out there who want to be a part of a group, want to be, you know, associated with other people trying to push the envelope and desire that kind of success, this is such an opportunity to kind of get together with those people, you know, for most people who can't do that. So that's something I'm super excited about as far as that goes. What all topics are we going to be covering?
Real quick, you touched on a point that I want to kind of take a few minutes on.
Okay.
I think people are consuming too much right now and not spending enough time doing.
I agree.
That is the real, I think, the hidden danger in podcasts and Facebook and all of those things is that we're consuming and hearing so many different ways of doing things that we're not focused on creating action. Not yet.
Or even more, even adding to that, T-Bone, I'd say that we're not. We will sometimes choose things that or follow people's ideas without even knowing if their philosophy is the same as our philosophy. Like, you know, it may be, oh, they're trying to get a bunch more new patients because that's the way they run their practice, but maybe that's not how you should be running your practice. We follow ideas without even knowing if it fits into our style of practice.
And I think that's one of the things is to define what it is that you want. And that's when you get a smallish group together, you'll see from a lot of different people, you'll hear from them, and you'll be able to help define your vision for your own practice. But to answer your question earlier about what are we going to cover, you know, I think from my end, there's a few things. One is we got to define what it is we're after. And one of the exercises that we've done that I've had great success with is the concept that I call short-term, medium-term, and long-term thinking. And short-term is about survival. And I think with millennials or young practices or young practitioners, survival is the most important thing right now. How do I pay off my student debt? How do I survive? How do I save money to build a practice? How do I sustain that practice? How do I focus on growing the practice, but yet, you know, also keeping my core values of where I want it to be?
Right.
And that's part of the medium term is looking at, hey, okay, what is it that I got to do to survive? What can I do better? What can I do along the way to help make sure that I'm creating flexibility and diversity in my practice from the sense of procedures that I want to do. And then it's about the long-term thinking about creating that flexibility to really generate personal balance and generate the schedule that you want. And I think oftentimes people are not focused enough of keeping in mind the schedule they want to create. And they're so focused on the growth and the economics they want to create. And really it's about working with people over a period of time, 9 months, to set in motion an action plan to really jumpstart and accelerate the trajectory of what's possible. Because here's the truth. Everyone listening to this podcast wants to do better. Everyone who listens to this podcast is probably the top 10% just from that alone.
Right.
But we're all going to grow and we're all going to do well and do better. But the question is how quick we want to get there and how high do we want our top end to be? And that's part of our goal there.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say some of the other things that we'll cover is some clinical aspects. You know, you know, from my end, we'll talk a little bit about medical billing. We'll talk about sleep. We'll talk about implantology. We'll talk about what things are right to bring into practices, when to bring into practices. You know, when do you have to react to what the market conditions are? When can you hold your ground and, you know, really move forward? What kind of marketing should I be doing? You know, is it just about digital marketing and SEO and new patients? Or is it about specialty procedures? You know, what are some of the things that defining where it is? And, you know, part of the other challenges is, as you mentioned, we hear and take so much different philosophy in that we never kind of stick out one direct way of getting there. And I think that's a real hurdle for people to overcome. So I want to help people. That's my main goal. And what we can gain from my experience and my mistake would be fantastic. And besides, it's a lot of fun when you put a bunch of people, when you put a small group of people together, when we stay together, when we eat together, when we breathe together, when we have
it's a good time.
Together, when we exercise together, when we create
more, we're definitely going to have some morning walks.
When we create an environment of sharing, you know, one of the things that we can do is we can bring my wife in to talk about the mental attitude and kind of keeping some of those things together as a board certified psychiatrist, and from her perspective, what she's seen us struggle through, and as a practitioner herself. Having built a successful practice, you know, there's so much we can do together. And then, you know, it's not just about the individual weekends we have. There's the monthly coaching calls, the individual sessions, the access to really able to have one-on-one time with people, the ability to come to the office, whether it's my office, your office, to watch clinical dentistry, to kind of really allow us to open up our offices and welcome you into our family is really what it's about.
Well, and I think that's one of the beauties of doing it kind of like this, where you have this kind of kickoff weekend and then this kind of, you know, follow up or you know, this kind of weekend towards the end is the accountability aspect. You know, it's so easy to go to a CE course, go to something, get all excited and not have a lot of implementation. But I think that the, like you said, those monthly coaching calls, the follow up, being able to keep each other accountable is going to be something I think that's going to be so critical to everyone's success, because we all want each other to succeed. So like everyone's going to be helping to do, see what they can do to encourage and help people, you know, break down walls in their practices and find different things. So I'm pumped. I think it's going to be a blast.
I can't wait. I think it's the beginning of a new series of programs for me. And I'm excited to work with new people and to really make an impact for people. I would like to think we've done some good things for you over the years and helped you and your father get in a good, you know, in a good direction for yourselves and certainly for your outside your professional career. And, you know, I even helped you get, you know, even helped you helping you become a father now.
That's right. Any day now, the baby's coming. And without your help, without your coaching, I don't know if I could have made it happen. Late night talks to T-Bone. We learn everything.
I whispered in your ear.
It's right. It's time. It's time, son. go get him.
Here's how you do it.
You're correct. I mean, your mentorship. I've had so many great mentors. But yes, what you know, the past, you know, really 18 months has really been and so influential on my life, both personally and professionally. And so I am thankful. And that's why I'm super excited to see, you know, that continue to happen with other, you know, with my colleagues, with my people, because I, you know, I tell you this all the time. I think our generation has the opportunity to do something really special, and we get a lot of crap all the time. But I think that this group specifically is going to be such a good group that, you know, with continued training and mentorship from people like yourself, we have the opportunity to do really special things in our industry. So that's really cool. Cool for me for sure.
Well, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit of how important you're going to be to this mastermind. At the end of the day, I'm just there to keep it wise and keep you guys on track.
That's true.
You're definitely there to bring the energy and to really talk about the struggles that many people are facing. And so it's awesome. It'll be fun. So if this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, the best and easiest thing to do is to give Sully an email, to call Aubrey at his office, contact me at draa@raleighdentalarch.com. find us on Facebook, Instagram. I finally become on Instagram, just so you know.
I love it. It's about time.
I think the term is to DM us.
Yes, yes. And we can get you signed
slide
up.
Into our DMs.
No, but so, but yeah, like T-Bone said, you know, get in touch with us anyway. If you've got questions about it, reach out to us. You know, we're on all those different platforms. My email is millennialdentist@gmail.com. Super simple. But yeah, we'll get you signed up there. We're actually filling up pretty quickly. We only have, I think we're about halfway full actually, T-Bone, at this point. So, that's super exciting. But do reach out, do let us know. The first weekend's in January. So we're sneaking up on us. It'll be here before we know it. And then it'll run.
Yeah,
through.
And once we start, you can't get in.
That's right. Once the bus leaves the station, it's leaving. You're having to wait till 2020 and, whenever the next mastermind starts. So,
I want to make a personal promise. I want to make a personal promise to everybody.
Yeah.
I want to promise everybody that it will be absolutely worth it for them, or I will personally write them back a check, not just for their course, but for their travel expenses and everything. I have no doubt that this will be some of the best money they'll ever spend in their life.
That is awesome. And I totally agree. And that's a pretty good deal. So everybody, give us a call, sign up, and we will look forward to meeting you and hanging out with you over the next 12 months. It's going to be a good time.
Thank you.
All right. Work smarter, not harder. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.